Hi, thank you for calling the Depot Prevail helpline. My name is Shereen speaking to you on a
Okay.
recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
Kizzy Holmes.
Okay, and can you confirm the phone number for me, please?
205-370-6916.
You can go ahead and transfer. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Ms. Holmes, I wish you the best of luck, and you guys both have a great holiday season.
You too,
yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
You as well.
Thank you. Bye.
Hi, Kizzy. My name is Shireen, and I will be further assisting you on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet
yes,
the criteria
ma'am.
To participate in the Depot Prevera lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, ma'am.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And are you filing this claim on behalf of yourself or a loved one?
Myself.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
I am.
And what is your date of birth?
Being 29/82.
You said 3?
No, ma'am. 10.
Oh, October.
19. Yes, ma'am.
1982.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you for confirming. Sorry. And how are you doing today?
I'm great, yourself?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Alrighty. And then, were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Previa for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm so sorry to hear that. How are you doing now?
I'm well.
Okay, I'm happy to hear that. I'll try to get through this as quickly as possible, okay?
Okay.
Was it a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Right.
Okay. And what is your date of diagnosis?
May
of what year?
I want to say 2018.
Okay. It's okay if you don't remember the exact date, but it's about May of 2018.
Okay.
Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and do you happen to know of anyone else that was injured by Depo?
I do.
Okay, and who would that be?
My sister.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Is your sister doing okay?
She is.
Okay. Was she diagnosed with a meningioma?
I'm sorry, what did you say, ma'am?
Was your sister diagnosed with a meningioma?
She was.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Do you happen to know if she filed a claim in regards to the lawsuit?
She hasn't. I wasn't sure how it worked because I'm her power attorney.
Okay.
And because her brain surgery, she didn't bounce back as quickly as I did.
Okay.
So she is not doing. She has a lot of strokes. She has a lot of more issues with hers as well. So I wasn't sure what I needed to do.
Okay. You said you're her power of attorney?
I am.
Okay, so if you are her power of attorney, you can actually file on behalf of her. We can do this after we're done with your intake, okay?
Okay.
Did you use the name brand injectable Depo Prevera?
Yes.
Okay. And then did you use Depo Prevera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
And within 1 year, can you confirm that you've had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And then what month and year did you start taking Depo?
It was in, I know 2012.
Do you remember what month, to the best of your knowledge?
May.
May of 2012. And when did you stop taking Depo?
May 2018.
May of 2018. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm a female.
Thank you. I have your first name as Kizzy, K-I-Z-Z-Y.
Yes, ma'am.
Last name Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S.
Yes, ma'am.
And can I get your social, please?
417-15-3509.
And then I have your email as holmes2.lj@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
And I have your phone number as 205-370-6916.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that your cell, your home, or both?
Not both.
Both. And then can I get your current full address, please?
1111 Oak Shadow Circle Northeast, Birmingham, Alabama, 35215.
Okay. Alrighty. And then was Depo-Provera administered by a doctor or medical staff or by yourself?
It was a medical facility.
So medical Eastern staff?
Health. Yes.
Okay. And how many times would you say that you've been injected with Depo-Provera, if you had to estimate a number?
About 23 times.
23 times, okay. And then what was the name of the facility where you received your Depo shot?
Eastern Health Center.
Is that in Birmingham, Alabama?
It is.
Okay. All right, let me just pull their information very quickly. And do you happen to remember the name of the doctor that gave you the Depo shot? Or the name of the medical
profession? I really don't.
Okay, no worries.
Okay.
Okay, and then can I get the name of the facility where you were prescribed the Depo shot? Or the name, was it the same location?
The same, mm-hmm. Eastern, yes.
And do you have the name of the doctor that prescribed you the Depo shot?
It's Eastern, like this, the doctor that works there, I think it was called Ridgeway, but I'm not 100% sure, because when you go in there, it's multiple different doctors, so you
okay.
don't see the same doctor each time.
Okay.
Because it's a health center for, you know.
So you don't remember the exact name of the doctor, like, did you have a gynecologist that prescribed you the medication, or was it just
no, you don't
a random doctor?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty, I'll write that. I'll write down the facility name as the doctor name. And then in regards to diagnosing, what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan or MRI scan or both?
CT scan.
CT scan, okay. And what is the name of the facility of where you were diagnosed?
Princeton.
I'm sorry?
Princeton, I'm sorry.
Princeton, is it Princeton Hospital?
Princeton, yes ma'am. Princeton Baptist Medical Center.
Okay. Were you treated at this facility as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, let me pull their information. And then did you have a prior cancer diagnosis before the meningioma?
No, ma'am.
Okay. That's good news. I'm happy to hear that.
Yes.
And then in regards to the doctor, who was the doctor that diagnosed you?
Dr. Carter Harsh, neurosurgeon.
Can you spell the last name for me?
H-A-R-S-H.
Carter S. Harsh?
Yes.
Is he the same doctor that treated you as well?
It was.
And then what was your treatment? What kind of treatment did you do?
I did radiation.
Okay. And then were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
I was for 5 days.
Do you remember what day or what dates?
I do not.
Was it in May of 2018?
Or June 2018.
June 2018, okay. And then do you have any medical notes that you'd like to add?
I don't.
Okay. And do you have a copy of your medical records?
I can get them.
Okay. So there is proof that there is medical records?
Yes, I have to go to Princeton to go find them.
Okay. And then would you be able to provide these medical records by mail, electronically, or both?
Both.
Okay, and then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
Does not.
And who is this person to you?
My mom.
Can I get your mother's phone number, please?
205-240-6456.
And can you spell your mother's first name for me?
Yes, it's Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A.
Last name?
Last name, Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S.
Do you have her address by chance, or do you want me to just put not applicable
26.
For now?
You can just do no.
Not applicable?
Yes, for now, yes, for now.
And then for her email, do you have her email, or do you want me to put down your email?
You can put down mine.
Okay. Alrighty, so what I'm going to go ahead and do is review the information with you. If anything sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty, so you did want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the DEPA law, so you don't currently have an attorney and you're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You are a resident of the United States and you were diagnosed with a meningioma of the brain roughly around May 1st, 2018. I have your date of birth as October 29th, 1982. You did use the name brand Depo-Provera, and within 1 year, you can confirm that you've had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis. You started using Depo roughly around May 1st, 2012 and stopped using it roughly around May 1st, 2018. I have your first name as Kizzy, spelled K-I-Z-Z-Y, last name Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S. I have your social as 417-15-3509. I have your email as holmes2.lj@gmail.com, and I have your phone number as 205-370-6916. I have your address as 1111 Oak Shadow Circle in Northeast Birmingham, Alabama, zip code 35215. In regards to where you received your Depo shot, that was at Eastern Health Center. You don't remember the medical staff or the prescribing doctor's name, but I have the facility address as 601 West Boulevard in Birmingham, Alabama, zip code 35206. And I have the facility phone number as 205-591-5180. You've received the Depo shot roughly around 23 times in your life. And in regards to your diagnosing and treating doctor, I have Dr. Carter S. Harsh. He is located at Princeton Baptist Medical Center, located at 701 Princeton Ave, Southwest, Birmingham, Alabama, zip code 35211. I have the facility phone number as 205-783-3000. In regards to the meningioma, you were hospitalized for 5 days in June of 2018. And in regards to your emergency contact, I have your mother that lives with you, or that does not live with you. Her name is Barbara, spelled B-A-R-B-A-R-A, last name Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S. Phone number I have for Barbara is 205-240-6456. I have no address for Barbara, and I have her email down as your email. And in regards to medical records, there is proof of medical records, and if needed, you'd be able to provide them by both mail and electronically. Does all this information sound correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Anything you'd like me to change or add?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to go ahead and get these documents generated. I just need a couple signatures from you before moving forward. You're going to receive a text. It's going to say DocuSign on it. It's going to have my name, Shireen Sakala. And then there's going to be a link attached to it. I just need you to go ahead and click on that link.
Okay.
And let me know once you're there. So once you click on the link, it's going to ask you to agree to electronic records and signature. Do you see that?
I'm looking.
Okay. And then after that, you'll hit start. It's going to prompt you to all the fields where you need a sign or initial. And then you're going to keep hitting continue until you're all done. And then once you're done, it'll say finish on the bottom. Let me know once you're done, okay?
Okay. My phone won't let me do it, I think, while I'm on the phone with you.
Okay.
I'll have to hang up and do it.
Okay, give me 1 second,
okay.
Kizzy. What I can also do before I let you go, Let me send you a text from my direct line. It's a 949 number. If you have any questions or concerns, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. These documents will expire within a couple hours, so just try to get them signed as soon as possible. With that being said, did you want to give me a call back to see if we can file a claim on behalf of your sister?
Oh, yes, ma'am. When I call back, yes.
Okay. Call me. Did you get that text from the 949 number?
No.
Do you see it? I just
949.
Yes, 949-996-3618. Yeah, so give me a call back at that number. If I don't hear from you in the next 20 minutes or so, I'll give you a call back, okay?
Okay, great.
All right, thank you so much, Kizzy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, bye-bye.